Explosive device detonated outside Alabama AG's office, no injuries reported. By Catherine Hamilton on February 26, 2024. An explosive device was detonated outside of Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall's office early Saturday morning, he said in a statement on Monday. Marshall said that no staff or personnel were injured by the explosion. In the early hours of Saturday, February 24, an explosive device was detonated outside of the Alabama Attorney General's office building in Montgomery, Marshall said. Thankfully, no staff or personnel were injured by the explosion. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency will be leading the investigation, and we are urging anyone with information to contact them immediately. The announcement did not say if a motive has been identified or if there are any suspects. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency told Breitbart News that special agents discovered the detonated explosive at approximately 8:19 a.m. on Monday after receiving a tip of a suspicious package near the intersection of Washington Avenue and South Bainbridge Street in Montgomery. Agents were then able to determine that the explosive device had been detonated in the early hours of Saturday morning. According to the agency, which noted that no damage to nearby buildings had been reported. The agency said no further information is available as the investigation is ongoing. When asked if the incident could be related to Marshall's stance on in vitro fertilization, IVF, Amanda Priest, spokesperson for Marshall's office, told CNN that media should not jump to conclusions about a specific issue. One day before the incident, Marshall announced that his office had no intention of using a recent Alabama Supreme Court decision to prosecute families pursuing IVF or IVF providers. Marshall has no intention of using the recent Alabama Supreme Court decision as a basis for prosecuting IVF families or providers, Catherine Robertson, the office's chief counsel, said in a statement. In February, the state Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos are considered unborn children under state law and that anyone who destroys them may be held liable under the state's Wrongful Death of a Minor Act. The ruling has raised complex legal and ethical questions and has sent Democrats and Republicans scrambling to introduce legislation to protect IVF in the state. At least three clinics in Alabama have reportedly paused IVF services following the ruling. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.